the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by the Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer.
Good afternoon, Mr. King.
Coach, good to have you on the show tonight. And Coach, you know, we had an off week last week. And what did you do to get the boys ready, being an off week last week, to get ready for Bryan County on Friday night?
We installed some competition in the practice. We got back to getting after each other. The kids had fun doing it. You know, when you're getting ready for a game, you have to get ready for that team, so you don't have a whole lot of time for competition. But last week, being an off week, we installed a lot of different competition games, a lot of different competition drills. And so now, each day before practice, that's what they ask for. Coach, what are we doing today? What's our competition today? So we had a good time last week, and that competition drill, it really helped them out. And that seems to be what they want to get in each day at practice.
And you know, Coach, young men's are kind of funny because, you know, they get into a routine. And I remember how we used to play football, and if I get into that routine, I didn't want to break that routine. Now, you know, we're moving the game from Friday night to Thursday night. Now, how do you keep the young men's up and ready to go?
Well, you know, I always say these teenagers are just like babies. You got to kind of keep them on the schedule. And when you get them off schedule, sometimes they might, you know, whine or cry a little bit. But you got to let them know that it's going to be okay. They're big boys. But we're excited to have the game Thursday instead of Friday. I'm excited to have a game, period. You know, I'm excited for the game not to be canceled. You know, so, you know, us being single A, we can't afford to lose a football game. We can't afford to miss out on playing a game. We got to get those points in.
Yes, Coach, and the points are very important. You know, playing Bryan County, being a Triple A school, that really, really helped with the points toward the playoffs. My thing is to you, Coach. On the offensive side of the ball, did we install anything new for Friday night with Bryan County, or you don't want to give up with your secrets?
I can tell you the truth. We didn't install anything new. We worked on execution this week. We worked on blocking and catching. I mean, we've been our biggest enemy on that side of the ball in the last couple of weeks. Is not executing plays, not catching passes, missing blocks. We just worked on the basics. We got back to the basics.
And you know, Coach, like you say, you know, working on the snaps, because we had some high snaps doing on the offensive side of the ball, and we can get these little things worked out. Sometimes the little things work win big ball games.
Yeah, you're right. Working on those small things it'll get you some wins, and it'll also not being good at the small things will get you beat. You know, snaps. You know, fumbles, drop passes. You know, missed tackles. Lining up off sides, those are some of the things that we don't think about. Those things will get you beat if you're not prepared for them.
And you know, Coach, working with the kid this week, working on where everybody should be on the on your pass plays, and if you're running the nine route, you want to carry that route out good. And these are the things need to be worked on, and that off week give you time to get yourself prepared and ready to go against Bryan County.
Oh yeah, and having an off week is always good. You know, knock on wood. Lucky for us, we hadn't had any hurts or boo boos or nicks, so we've been able to really focus. Like I said a little bit ago, of getting better and trying to execute on offense and defense.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, have you been working on your special teams this week? Because, you know, special team is a big part of the ball game.
Yeah, we actually, Mr. Kennedy, we actually work on special teams every day. We pick out about two per day, and we really focus on those two special teams. But with us having the game tomorrow, we focused on all of them today. We hit every phase of the kicking game today more than one time.
My question to you this week, Coach, Are we going to get up to a fast start this week and don't get behind? Because I hate coming from behind. I know you don't like it neither as a head coach. A head coach always want to play ahead of the game. Give me your idea of what we're going to try to do to get off fast this week and a good start.
Well, one of the things we've done is we got what we should call a fast time in practice. And it's a period where we start everything fast. We move fast. We hustle back to the ball. If we catch a deep ball, we run it back in. Offensive line sprint back to the huddle. And for those 5 minutes, we're focused on starting everything fast. So we've worked on it. You know, and as a head coach, you don't want to come out behind. You want to start off, you know, if you can, you want to start off in the front. You want to start off fast, you know. Coming from behind looks good. Oh, that was a great comfort behind victory. But, you know, as a coach, you'd rather come out and play fast from the start and get that thing rolling from the get-go.
And, coach, you know, like I always have you tell your boys, look, we got to blow up things in the backfield. We got to make contact, right, and this mess up everything right up the line. You know, coach, I'm an old offensive guy and a defensive guy. I love those guys on the line. I like to see the homes block well. What about your offensive line this week? Y'all worked on them some this week?
Well, going into the off week, you know, we have 4-5 seniors on the offensive line. We have a couple juniors and sophomores that play. We put responsibility on them. We told them that this week is your week.
Yes.
We're going to run the ball.
Yes.
You know, and I'll say that on the air. We're going to run it. You know, JP, strap your belt up. You finna get it. We're running the football. And so we want to put that on the shoulders of those guys that have been doing it for the last 3 years.
And coach, let me tell you something. We got a senior oriented line. And, man, we big and healthy on that offensive line. And we should be able to move some people.
Yeah, we're big in all the right places. You know, you're not going to get 6'3 or 6'4, 285 pounds guys every year. But, you know, for a high school offensive line, we have good size, you know, and we're proud of those guys. They've been starting since they were sophomores. You know, when we got back here their sophomore year, they had went 0-10, and we started the season off 0-3. And when we moved those four sophomores in there, we got our first victory. And we're going to hang our hat on them again tomorrow night.
And coach, let me say this to you. Last year, man, you had a tremendous defense. And you had some guys that was ready to put the leather to somebody. And all you had to do was scrap them up, and they was ready to go. Now, could your defense get this good this year?
Mr. Kenner, they're exceeding my expectations every week. You know, I'll set what I have as a limit in my head of what I think they're going to get. And they outdo it every week. I'm very surprised at what they're doing. Those guys are not as big as the guys we had last year, but they're scrappy, and they get to the football. Every opposing coach that I talk to on the phone on Saturdays, they always say one thing, man, y'all get to the football. Man, y'all flying to the football. Now, when we get there, that's a different story now, but we get to the football.
But, coach, you know one thing? I like the way the defense been handling themselves. And, you know, sometimes your offense puts your defense in bad position too, but our guys, you know, the defense has been hell on their own. And, you know, like you said, we got a bunch of young bucks, baby boys, starting on that defense side of the ball.
Oh, man, yeah. We got a couple of them. But, you know, those guys, what we coach them is, you know, don't worry about the other side of the football. And that sounds kind of funny, but you got to worry about your house before you can go take care of somebody else's house. And that's what we preach to them every day. You got to take care of home before you go somewhere else.
Absolutely right. It's more to come on the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the Mac Tuscan Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Leader Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer with location from Blue Bar Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach, we got a few of your players here tonight, and you know, one young man I was talking about is the 14-year-old outside linebacker, Mr. Elijah Jason is his name?
Isaiah.
Elijah, we ain't talking about you tonight. We're going to talk about your baby brother. I'll tell you what, Coach, the young man have really stepped up on defense and did some good things.
Yeah, they really have. And, you know, as a coach, one of the things that you always want your kids to do is we beg them. We beg them to ask questions. We want to know what they don't know so we can both be on the same page so we can get them to know it. And that's one thing that he does is, you know, being so young, he asks questions. He's not one to stand around and look and wonder. If he don't know, he's going to ask. And that's what we want as coaches. All coaches at all level want to know what you don't know so they can get you to know it.
And you know what they coach? No question is a dumb question when you're out on the football field. If you don't understand what you're supposed to do, it's good to ask the questions and let the coaches teach you, put you in the position. Then on Friday night, you'll be ready to go.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we thrive on that. We want to know what they don't know. And we'd rather them ask than to just stand around and not know or get in a situation and say, hey, why did you do this? I don't know. That ain't the right answer. You should have asked.
And coaches, I always hear your coaches, you know, always teach it up. Look, guy, man, you gotta get it on and off the field. You got to go. Let's go. Friday night is – once those Friday night lights come on, man, ain't no time to be dragging on and off the field. It's time to go to work.
No, sir. We – you know, one this last Thursday in the JV game, we got a 12-man penalty because one of our kids wasn't hustling off the field. And that was a lesson learned. And, you know, even in that moment, the refs said, Coach, we're going to let it slide. We know it's hot. Everybody is tired. We're going to let it slide, Coach. But, you know, we got to hustle on and off the field, and it starts in practice.
You're absolutely right, Coach. Now, Coach, I've been watching a little bit. I've been out to practice a little bit this week, and I'm very, very excited about practice. Looks like the intensity picked up, which you wanted to see. You've been preaching that all year. What you do in practice is what you're going to do in the game. So tell me how you're going to continue to keep the boys up and get them and have them ready to go. And Coach, I'll tell you what. I like what your offense is giving me. And I'm looking at some big things out of the offense this week. And looking to put some points on the board early and get a big lead. And maybe we can get some of the young kids in the ball game and we do what we're supposed to do.
Well, yeah, we're looking for a breakout game. We struggled the last three games or whatnot. And, you know, when we go back and watch film, we show those guys what's wrong. And, you know, of the three games that we play, we beat ourselves more than the other team has beat us. You know, I mean, what I mean by that is high snaps, offsides, yes, drop passes, you know, missing blocks. But
right.
I'm ready to see us explode. You know, I'm sorry it's Brian, but I'm ready to see our offense take off.
And like you said, Coach, you've been preaching to the boys. Brian Connie is not going to come in here and lay down Friday night. They're going to bring their A game. McIntosh is on the map right now, and we're not ready to play. Every team is going to bring their A game every night. So we have to be up and be ready to go from the start of Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, and I keep preaching that to the guys. I hate to use the word preaching, but we got to get it in our heads that every Friday night is going to be a tough game. It don't matter if we're facing a lesser opponent or not. They got to understand that before last football season, no one knew where Darien, Georgia was at. But, you know, playing at Georgia Dome, a lot of people know where McIntosh County is, where Darien, Georgia is, and now there's no easy games. You know, people know who we are, and they're going to come Friday and bring their best every single game.
Hey, Coach, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Brian Connie going to come in here Friday night, and they want to just ram the ball right up your gut. Can it stop it if you can? Are we going to man up and be ready to stop this Friday night?
We're going to man up, Mr. Kenny. I hope we are. I pray we are. But, yes, they run the ball a lot. They are a very heavy run team. They want to run the ball. If they had 20 snaps, they run it 19 of those snaps. They want to run the football. And, you know, defensively, we got to step up. We got to match aggression with aggression. We got to put a hat on a hat. And we got to fight pressure with pressure, and we got to win those battles at home tomorrow night, Mr. Kent, tomorrow night.
Yes, we have to, Coach. You listen to Terrell Tumaco Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, another question I want to ask you. You know, we got a very young kicker. He's just a ninth grader. Is he getting better in practice every day?
Yeah, he's getting better and better. Poor guy. Wish we, you know, most schools, you know, our classification can't afford a kicking coach. So we got to pray that one of those coaches knows how to kick, and we got at least one coach that's helping him out when he gets a chance. But I wish I could get him a permanent kicking coach. But he is talented. He can do it, and he's only going to get better from here on out. The young man got a pretty good leg on him to be a freshman.
Hey, Coach, let me tell you this. A lot of people don't realize that one extra point can cost. I see a lot of ball games win and loss on that one extra point. So we got to get better as the game, as this year possess. And I hope this young man can just grow and get better every week. And he may, like you said, he got a very, very strong leg. And I see him and watch him in practice. And he can get it done.
Oh, yeah. That one point means a lot. I watched a lot of college football games over the weekend that were won and lost by one point. And that one point is very, very valuable. That one point can go a long way. And that's something that we work on every day, is whether it be point after attempt or whether it be two-point conversion. But we got to get every point that we can. We are trying to get those points.
And let me tell you this, Coach. Your little young kicker, Bill Anthony, averaged 40-something yards a punt the other night against we was up in Homerville against Clinch County, and he kicked the ball better than any kicker we ever had.
He did a good job. That's one stat that I don't like, is the punter that's averaging over 40. You know, but yeah, he's doing a good job. You know, it was a challenge for him to get it going, but with the punt formation that we're doing, he can only take one step and kick it. And it was a little difficult at first, but now he has it down pat, and he knows how to get it out of there in that one step.
And that, Coach, on that punt return, I love that wall y'all set up on that thing. It looks good when you execute it. Man, it looked like you can get some big yardage on that thing. And did y'all work on that this week on the off week?
What wall?
You know that wall I'm talking about, Coach.
Yeah, we work on that. That's kind of, I guess, I wish we could kind of patent pinned it here, but we've always done that since I've been here, and we love doing it. We work on that daily, Mr. King.
I know you, Coach. I know you don't want to give all your secrets away, but you know I'm going to ask you the type of questions to get the best out of you. Now, Coach, like I say, Brian Conley, old tradition school, you know, they've been around, and like you said, I believe the first year y'all came in here, they were only, they beat us 22-20.
22-20, that's right. They did come in here that year and got us 22-20. I can't remember. I want to say we went for a two-point or something.
Yes, we did.
And was it 21-20?
I think it was 22-20.
I think it was, too. But, yeah, they had a very good team that year when they came in here. And you know, we were playing football by the seat of our pants. We were scrawny. You know, we hadn't really been in the weight room but a couple months. But they came here and they put it to us.
But last year, Coach, we handled them pretty well in Bryan, so I'm looking for the same results and hope we can get a big win Friday night.
Yeah, we did. We went to their place last year, and we got a hold of them pretty good. So, I mean, those guys on that team, you know, I always tell my guys, you can get me once, but you ain't going to get me twice. And those guys, they have to be thinking about that as, you know, as they've been preparing for us all week.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back on the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks.
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneers Coach Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment is brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Our coach, like we was talking about now, if offensive-wise, how our receivers are coming this week, Coach? What we put in the work with the receivers this week?
Well, receiver-wise, we've been focusing on hustling, running great routes, first of all, catching the ball, second, and getting the ball upfield, and then hustling the ball back in. And that's, you know, no walking. That's pure hustle all the time. If you're not going, hustle out, next man up. We've been doing a pretty good job of rotating those guys in practice. And we got a couple more sophomores that are coming on, and I'm anxious to see the rotation tomorrow night and see those guys fresh winded.
Yes, Coach, and blocking. You know, blocking is very important for the receiver downfield and not holding and getting a big penalty. Have you been working on your blocking with your receivers also?
Yeah, we make sure we work on our receiver block, stop blocking at least once a week. They do a good job. I can't say that about those guys. They're not selfish. If they don't have the football, they do come back and they try to block for their teammates. So that's a very good plus for those guys. Great receivers are not just measured on how well they catch. They're measured on how well they catch and block.
Yes, and another thing, Coach, running backs. How are we looking running back this week? Everybody healthy and ready to go?
Everyone's healthy. You know, you'll see Jimmy tomorrow in the backfield. You'll see Ahmad. You'll see Jamar Jones. You'll see Don Grant. We'll have a stable of backs tomorrow night.
And keep them fresh and keep them rolling, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Keep feeding those backs, baby, like my boy from Dallas Cowboys says. Keep feeding me, Coach. Yes. And another thing I want to ask you about, Coach, the coaches have really been coaching up this week, and you know, you got a great staff, and these guys put a lot of time, and people don't realize the time you spend away from your family, and then being the big head, though, it's all on you, big man.
Yeah, our wives and significant others have to deal with being without us from really, about June till maybe around December. And hopefully December of every year. So, yes, we spend a lot of time away from home. I spend more time with my players than I do my own kids. Saturday and Sunday is not enough time to make up for the 5 days I just spent with my guys. But, you know, at the same time, my wife understands that, you know, I love this game. I love what I do. I love trying to get these young men and you know, these teams and turn them into young men and leave out in the world and be successful and make something of themselves. So, you know, it's time well spent. It's time that I enjoy, and it's great for me on Friday nights to be able to stand back and watch those guys go out and perform and learn the lessons that, you know, of the game, and learn, you know, that we're not going to take anything in life. We're going to have to earn everything that we get, and we're going to have to be productive at everything we do.
And coach, you know, like you say, man, you got to be a coach, a father, a cheerleader. And sometimes you have to get on them when you don't want to get on them, but to make them great men and get where they want to go, you have to push the button sometime to get the best out of them. And sometimes not that easy. Every kid is different. And you know, being a head coach, it takes a lot to get them fired up and ready to go.
Yeah. You know, every kid is different. They all get what they use, crunk. They all get talked in different ways. You know, we can't coach them all the same way. It won't work. They all are different. I mean, what I can get onto one kid about, he may can take it and keep going. Another kid may hang his head. So we gotta, as coaches, we gotta, you know, as people, we gotta find out how can we approach each kid and how can we get them to do what it is that they need to do to be successful at life, not only football.
Yes, this is the MCA Coach Show with Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, we got a big night tomorrow night, the alumni night, and a lot of people, they we moved it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but a lot of people are going to be out tomorrow night. I'm looking for a big crowd, Coach, and I want the team to perform and be well, ready to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, we were expecting a big crowd, and so we had to end up moving the alumni night. We're gonna double team September the 29th. September the 29th will be Lee Parks and Leisure Service Night, and then it'll also be Alumni Weekend.
Okay.
And what we'll do is, you know, we'll have our recreation department out with coaches and ball sports, football, and cheerleaders, and then we'll also have our Alumni Weekend that same game. So we were expecting a very big crowd tomorrow night, and what might have possibly been one of our biggest crowds in quite some time, till we'll probably have the basics tomorrow night. But, you know, like I said, the main thing is we want to get that game in under our belt.
Yes.
But we're gonna move the Alumni Weekend festivities to September the 29th, and hopefully we can get that thing rolling. Hopefully, you know, Hurricane Irma will blow over and we'll get everything rolling as normal.
Well, Coach, I'm pretty sure people will understand it's out of your control. I mean, you know, it's all the weather, and I'm pretty sure people understand. I heard some people was upset about it, but there's nothing we can do about it, Coach. Only thing we can do is keep rolling, and like you say, we'll move it to the 29th, but I'm still hoping we'll have a big crowd tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, like I keep saying, the main thing is that we're getting this game under our belt, and that is huge.
Huge.
That is huge that we get to play our game. And, you know, our game is not canceled. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have clear blue skies. You know, the main thing is we're getting that game in. I'm sorry for all the fans that, you know, they've been talking about and planning for Alumni Weekend. I just got off the phone with the T-shirt guy, and he said, "Coach, I'm swamped with a lot of T-shirts. Are y'all still going to have it?" I said, "Hold on to the T-shirts. They're going to come get them. We're still going to have it on September 29th. So it was about to be a very big game, but, you know, I'll take the hit on the gate tomorrow as long as we can get that game in.
That means a lot, Coach. Now, let me talk about your Baby Bucks. Last Thursday, you know, they was playing Cavalry, and I'm going to tell you something, Coach. I was very, very impressed the way they played last Thursday night. Give me a comment on that.
Yeah, I was very impressed with those young guys. They came out last Thursday evening, and they played Buccaneer football. I mean, you know, we don't get tired, and they were, and, you know, we got after them. We flat out got after them. I was very proud of our young guys, and I think they kind of shocked themselves a little bit, but they played Buccaneer football last Thursday. We were proud of them, the guys, to start the season off 1-0. Of course, you know, we had to cancel the JV game for tomorrow at Ware, but I got with Coach Stevens, and we'll reschedule that game later in the year. But our JV played good football.
Coach, from what I saw from Glenn Academy until Thursday night, man, they did a 360, and they looked real good.
You know, I actually forgot about that that scrimmage when we put the JV in.
And I'm reminding you.
Yeah, you did. You're right. They played lights out football last Thursday compared to those 3 weeks ago. They learned a lot. They came out yesterday and last Thursday and they played football.
Yes, they did. Thank you for joining us from the MCA Coaches Corner Show with Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to the Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tuma Show. I'm Kenny Palmer and I'm signing off.